Welcome to Narratives. Sahala's beloved grandmother bids her to find a different life to that experienced by herself and her mother as Sahala leaves Iran for Australia.
Reflections. Rubber gloves, a sink full of sods, a pile of dirty dishes, and a lonely heart. I have spent many evenings staring at the reflection in my kitchen window. The darkness outside and steam from the water give the image of the living room behind me a misty glow. The room is always busy with people. My parents, my brothers and sisters, my children, friends. Their banter and debates and arguments ebb and flow. Conversations folding in and around each other in ripples of English and Persian. The smell of tea, always tea. I shift my gaze from the room to my own face. The person reflected back looks tired and a little drawn, but it has been another long day. The eyes look deep into my soul, and I am reminded that despite the warmth of my family around me, there is still a hole in my life. It is not only the love of a partner that is missing, but the respect of one too. The care, the empathy, even just the touch. I allow my imagination to take hold, shutting out the voices behind me and closing in on my own world. I imagine a man, tall and gentle, coming quietly behind me as I clean up. He slides his hands around my waist and pulls himself close. He places his chin onto my shoulder and stares ahead with a gentle smile. My reflection smiles back. It doesn't seem a lot to ask for, so why is it so elusive? Why, after 3 generations, am I still searching? Why, after over 20 years in Australia, am I still searching? My mind drifts back to 1981 and Iran, to the last time I saw my grandmother. Laya lay still, in her eyes closed, her pale face calm. Light washed through the large windows, causing the colors of the Persian carpet to shine and giving the white walls and white bedding an ethereal radiance. As I walked towards my grandmother, her lips moved almost imperceptibly. She opened her eyes and saw me, a wave of kindness washing over her. She smiled, the best smile she could muster. "Salam," I said. "How good that you came, Sahela," said Laya, her voice just above a whisper. I sat down beside the bed and she slowly moved her hand up, placing it on my head. I was looking at the door. She continued, using an old expression which meant she had been hoping someone would visit. "How beautiful you are. Bring your face closer so I can kiss you." I leant closer and, crying inside myself, said, "I love you, Nanaga. Everybody loves you. God willing, you will get better soon, and I will be able to take you to our house." "No, no, I am past that. It's the end of the path." I pulled in closer towards her. Laya's breath was warm and calm. "What dreams I have for you, Sahela. You will have a husband who is educated, a gentleman who will love you with all his heart and mind and soul. A husband who you also love. Life should smile at you. You should have so much happiness that there is no room for sorrow. yours will be the opposite of mine and that of your mother, with all our sadness and pain." She fell silent, and I noticed tears creeping from the corners of her eyes, running over the dry creases in her cheeks. "Why do you upset yourself? Better that you rest so you can get better." I stroked her head. It was so sad to see this woman reduced to skin and bones. She had been so strong her whole life. "I have come to say goodbye," I said. "I am going away for a trip. When I return, I will bring you presents." "No, no," my heart says, "I won't see you again." "Oh, come, Nanaga, you were the one who always gave us hope." "Oh, hope is so good, to have hope, to have dreams. If you fall, you stand up, you run and run to reach happiness. But if they close the path to you, you want to fly, but they cut your wings, you are imprisoned, and inside yourself, you may become dead." She was no longer looking at me, but staring straight up in her own world. When I was married to my first husband at 15, I didn't know what a husband was. I was a young girl and just wanted to play with my toys, with the rag dolls my mother had made for me. Later, I wanted my children to go to school, to become literate, to know their worth, to have respect, but I failed. I know how much you and your mother suffered because of Asghar. My son showed no kindness to either of you or your mother. Every day was worse than the one before. How I hated myself and hated life. But this son of mine had little chance of being anything else. My grandmother fell silent again. There was nothing I could say. I continued to stroke her head, even so slightly. She brightened. "But I see my childhood and my youth in you. Every time I hear the sound of your laugh and know you are happy, my body starts to dance. I want to tell you, Sahela, love life and love love. Don't live a life in which others define your destiny. Like my life, like your mother's life. There was no way out. Poverty, lack of education. We were entangled and could not live any better. For you, it can be different. You can be a continuation of my soul. In your existence, I will continue to live." Laya's head sank more deeply into her pillow. Soon she was asleep. I stood up, held her hand for a few moments, then left the room. The next day, I would be leaving Iran for Australia. She would never know just how far I would fall short of the hopes she had for me.
You've been listening to Sahala Zanjani reading from her book, Scattered Pearls. Narratives is produced by Karina Winmoylan of Arts Campus BFM 99.9.